All right, guys, going to tell you again about Pajamagram.com. Christmas right around the corner, and this year you go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and it's going to heat up your holiday as well. And that's where Pajamagram comes in, guys. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. And that's the ultimate solution is the hoodie footy. It provides the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. You can find all the hoodie footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate hoodie footy. And let's say, you know, that's not your thing. That doesn't get you going. Well, go with the Midnight Fantasy, the sexy Midnight Fantasy. Combined, you get that sweet and sexy gift set. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com. You'll save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
UH fan, quit whining.
I don't think that they remember the Bleachergate thing. Texas was coming here to play a game, and they had a bunch of temporary bleachers installed. 4,000-something people didn't get to get into the game. It's easy to say, well, Texas is scared to play UH. Texas has home-and-homes set with Michigan, Ohio State, USC, and LSU between now and 2024. I don't think they're scared of competition. Who would you say of this rookie class really done well?
I think in the...
Like Will Fuller for two games?
You know, Nick Martin never saw the field. Miller, I'm going to say nothing. Tyler Irvin's been out there a lot.
You would have been better off with Akeem Hunt.
DJ Reader's been good.
Their fifth-round pick.
Yeah, has been their best
pick. Their best rookie.
And I'm not even sure that's debatable. Kind of sounds just like...
Like every Texans draft ever.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of that great commentary, and any of the other terrific things that have happened over the last 2 hours, with the exception of some computer problems, all available at podcastarena.com. But the computer problems won't be on podcastarena.com, right?
No, John? I don't think so.
No. So go check it out. Good stuff there. Somebody retweeted this from a guy at Fox 26. It's official now. Galveston hit a high of 81, which makes today the warmest December day on the island in well over a century.
Wow.
Kind of, you know, one of those meaningless stats, but
that's, I mean,
it's crazy.
Is it meaningless?
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
It means it's damn hot.
Yeah.
But that's just a myth, right? That whole global warming thing.
And it's supposed to get, I think, cold in the 40s one day this week and then go back up to the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here. We had our 2 days of winter and that's really it. And so now we're just back to extended, well, now I'm looking at the 7-day forecast. So tomorrow is supposed to be 68 high, 42 low, then 61 and 52. Then Friday, you shouldn't even bother with a high and a low because 74 and 70.
Just gonna be 70. God.
Yeah. It's going to be one of the, and raining. Saturday, 78, but then it goes down to 45. Sunday, not that I believe this, high of 46, low of 37. And then 46-41 on Monday and 46-44 on Tuesday. So for the weekend, it's supposed to cool off.
So this is how people get sick when the weather changes this quickly.
That or eating soup they shouldn't.
Yeah, that too.
That tends to happen. I'll believe that little 37 when it actually happens. 713-780-3776. All right. I got a few things here that we could get to. We could go sportsy. We could go non-sportsy. We could go Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Did you see what he's going to be doing?
No.
I'm very jealous of this. Conor McGregor has landed a minor role
on Game of Thrones.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, he's going to play, apparently he's going to be part of Euron Greyjoy's ship.
Okay.
But knowing Connor, will that be enough for him? I would expect him to want the Iron Throne.
Probably.
Yeah, but...
one or two battles and he'll be asking for it.
Yeah, exactly. I could just see him going, could you rewrite this? Anyway, good for him. That's gotten to be kind of a big deal now if you get a small role on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I could see him doing that. I'd like to see him fight the mountain.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I'm pretty sure he would die.
You think?
Yeah.
What if we could get him on the ground?
No.
I
think the mountain's got better jiu-jitsu.
I'm guessing he's a better striker. He's probably slower to the punch, but you wouldn't want him landing on you. Looks like Matt Canada, your new, potentially new offensive coordinator at LSU, according to College Football Talk.
Okay.
He was at Pitt this year. Improved them quite a bit, but you know, that was, yeah, basically they're near an agreement, and we'll see. I like that Orgeron is, you know, he kept Aranda, and I like that he's going out and getting a...
They need an OC.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they... I'm sure they really wanted Lane Kiffin to be the OC there.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been a good fit, but... Matt Canada, that's not a bad... It's not a bad hire, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, he's a finalist for the Burroughs Award.
They just... Really, the problem with that program, going back a long, long time, is they just have to get more out of their quarterback position.
Yeah.
If they had solid quarterback play, LSU would be a national championship threat every single year. I mean, the 21 positions, they're better than damn near everybody.
Yeah.
But it's an important spot, man.
And it's just been an issue for them for a long time, and part of that's been recruiting guys that never lived up to what they were supposed to be and never really getting the right guy. And that's one of the underrated parts of coaching is recruiting. And when you looked at what Les did, you knew that guy was going to get receivers every year. You knew he was going to get cornerbacks every year and turn out NFL talent and improve those guys in running backs and never get a quarterback. So that's something that hopefully they can fix. Hopefully they can, you know, and they've recruited some guys who were highly thought of. They just never developed. And I don't know how much of that's on the staff at the time and Cam Cameron for the last few years or what. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And we've got the playoff picture is taking a little bit better shape after what happened last night. It's interesting to me the teams that are technically still alive on both sides. Yeah, but there are seven teams that can actually clinch next week.
Okay.
And here's how it lines up.
Clinch their spot, like a playoff spot,
right.
Clinch their
right.
positioning.
Then clinch a playoff spot. The positioning is going to come down to the end
okay.
here. In the AFC, New England is the number one seed after last night's win. Kansas City would be the two seed by virtue of their win over the Raiders, two wins over the Raiders at 10-3. The Steelers at 8-5 would be your three seed. And your Houston Texans at 7-6 would be your four seed. And if the playoffs started today, they would host the fifth seeded Oakland Raiders.
How would you feel about that?
I feel better about having them at home than in Mexico City.
Okay.
I still think the Raiders would be favored and the Raiders would win, but you're also talking about a young team in its first playoff game. I could see the Texans pulling that off. Broncos would be your sixth seed and would play at Pittsburgh. Now, they have the same record as the Dolphins, but due to a convoluted tiebreaker, they would have the tiebreaker. Also in the hunt right now, Dolphins, obviously Ravens and Titans are both 7-6. So another loss for Denver is going to bring the possibility of, well, depending on what the Ravens do, if the Dolphins lose again.
I think the Ravens' best route to the playoffs is winning the division, and the Ravens still control their own destiny because they already have a win over the Steelers and they play them one more time. So if the Ravens beat the Steelers, if they win the rest of their games, the Ravens would get in over the Steelers.
Yeah, they would, but I think that's going to be a tall order, especially
no doubt.
Jimmy Smith's not playing for him.
Yeah, that's man, as soon as Jimmy Smith walked off that field, I said, "Oh, they're in trouble." And you know, the Ravens defense with Jimmy Smith, I think they're number one in the league, in defensive yards per play. I think without him, they're very average, and if that team's not going to get by on their defense, they're in trouble. Yeah, their offense is too shaky.
Yeah, unfortunately, they just can't. That's one where they just can't. He does so much for them by locking down a top receiver. It frees up the other guys, and without him, that's a real problem for them. Over in the NFC, well, maybe we should save the NFC. What do you think, John? Trying to get back on clock here.
All right.
So I'll tell you about Omaha Steaks and getting the perfect gift. And believe me, this is a perfect gift for me. If you want to get me a gift, here you go. You can do it for under $50. If you're looking for the perfect gift for somebody who has everything, get a meat. And get them the great steak experience at home. And this deal that they're offering right now is so good that, trust me, you would spend more than this in a restaurant just ordering one of these things. Now you're going to be able to get all of them. And it's all for just $49.99 at Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. You can get my family gift pack. You just have to go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and we're going to give you 77% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks giving exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. And here's everything that you're going to get for less than $50. And we did this and had a party with it and still had stuff left over. That's how much was there. Two filet mignons. Two top sirloins. All right, that's already going to be over $50 right there. Not at omahasteaks.com. Two boneless pork chops. Four boneless chicken breasts. Four kielbasa sausages. Four burgers. 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs. Four potatoes au gratin. Four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet. Plus, just to make it a sweeter deal, you're going to get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. All you have to do to get that 77% savings, go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and add the family gift pack. You're going to get all that for under $50. Amazing deal. It will not last much longer. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
Listening to the Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Reminder, you've got a few more minutes here to tweet in your superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games. Tweet it to Degenerates975. What was the reason their superpower made them the superhero or supervillain? And John will pick a winner. And make sure you tag Bedrock City Comics on it. Got any good ones, John?
Yeah, we got a couple good ones. We got one saying Tommy Elrod is clearly a great villain, double agent. Jose says Eric Flash Gordon, he's made 49 three-pointers in the past 10 games, the most in a 10-game span by a bench player. And then we got Nick the Kick Novak, capable of carrying a team to victory, even if it's quarterbacked by Brock Osweiler. I like that one. And we got a couple more coming in.
All right. Keep them coming. We got a little more time here for you. All right, promise you the NFC and how that looks right now. Obviously, Cowboys would be the one seed at 11-2. That two seed, though, could still be any one of several teams. Right now, it's the Lions at 9-4, but the Seahawks are in that mix at 8-4-1. They would be 3. Atlanta is 8-5. Right now, they would be 4. The Giants are 9-4. Right now, they'd be the first wild card, and right now, Tampa, 8-5, would be your second wild card.
Yeah.
But Tampa could conceivably become the number two seed, or they could fall out of the playoffs with where they are. It's very tight right there because they've got a game with Dallas, and right behind them, you have the Redskins at 7-5-1. You have the Vikings a game back at 7-6. Packers game back at 7-6. So
some of these teams, I mean, there's teams that are in the hunt, but really not. Like, Arizona's not a, they're not going to the playoffs. You know, the Saints aren't going to the playoffs.
No, well, but I'm not throwing anybody, even though they're not eliminated yet. I'm not using any team that's not 7-6 in either one of these right now.
I think the only team that's not 7-6 that has a reasonable, like, and even then it's a long shot, but the Colts because they can win their division. But
they've also got a tough schedule, and
no doubt, it would take a lot.
It's possible though, because the teams they're chasing aren't exactly scary.
And I don't know who. I feel like the six teams that they have locked in the NFC right now, I don't see that changing. I mean, I could see the order changing, but I don't think that any of the teams that are in are going to fall out, and any of the teams that are out are going to jump in. I don't know what the tiebreaker would be between the Packers and a team like the Bucs.
The Bucs have the tiebreaker, but they're only a game ahead with three to play, and we've seen a lot happen. And the Redskins are the one team, especially with that tie that could wind up, you know, they could sneak in. And I kind of, if you made me bet, I would probably bet that the teams that are in there now are the ones that get there. But I'd still leave a little room for the Redskins or the Packers. I don't think the Vikings have quite enough. But, yeah, and like I said, I'm not counting these teams that just haven't been mathematically eliminated yet, because there's too many teams for them to pass. And I just don't see it. The Bucs' remaining schedule: at the Cowboys, they play at the Saints, and then they host the Panthers. I guess I could see them losing at Dallas. I could see them losing at New Orleans.
Yeah.
And if they lose two, Packers win two.
Yeah.
That could change real fast. But they go in there and beat Dallas. I think they're all but in at that point. So it'll be an interesting race. I'm not sure what I think Cowboys clearly the favorite, but of those other teams, how many of them could you conceivably see winning the NFC and coming out and going to the Super Bowl?
Cowboys, Seahawks, Giants, maybe Falcons.
Yeah, I'd throw the Falcons in as a fourth, but
then I'd probably have the Packers fifth.
Yeah, the problem is, if the Seahawks have to go on the road, which they're probably going to have to unless they can get that two seed, and then, yeah, who knows, they may wind up hosting. If they're at home, they're going to the Super Bowl. If they wind up the two seed and the Cowboys lose, then, and they host the NFC Championship, they're going to the Super Bowl. But they have to go on the road. I don't even think, especially if they, well, depending on who they play, I don't think they'll win two road games.
Yeah.
Just don't think they're good enough to do that. They're on the road. Giants are the one team that, to me, is, as a wild card, is a real life wild card. Because I could see Eli getting hot in the way the rest of that team is playing. They could make a run.
And the Giants have done it plenty of times before.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it's a different coaching staff, totally different team.
Yeah, although I think they're a better team than they have been the last couple of years. And I guess the reason you say the Packers is just pedigree.
Yeah, well, and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And after what they did, that when they beat Houston, I'm just watching them going, eh, this is, I'm not that impressed with this team. But then when I'm watching them against the Seahawks, it's like, well, okay, this looks a little better.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. I have these. John, do you have a Hey Man Bleep That? Because I have one, and we can save the Lone Star Shootout 4-pack and actually do it right today.
Yeah, I have one if AJ has one.
Yeah.
I can come up with something.
Yeah, right. I got one.
So I'm giving you a little bit of a warning, almost a whole segment. Also, I want to remind you guys, Hustle Town returns tonight. Craig Shelton, Angela Lawford, Jermaine, every 7 o'clock. So tune in for that. Well, that's the extent of my NFL stuff for the day.
All right. You want to talk about this Wake Forest thing?
Let's probably do
that on the other side, but we take a call quick.
Yeah, we'll take a call, and then we'll
get to that at 6:30. Steven, you're on the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, Blitz.
Hello.
Got a question. What do you think? You know, I've been calling in a few times. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. How do you think they fare out winning their division over the Steelers still? I'll listen.
It's tough, man. The going to Pittsburgh and winning there is not going to be easy. I think both their other games are definitely winnable. The Eagles and at Cincinnati are games that if you're a playoff team, you should win those. I think it's going to come down to that game at Pittsburgh. And they beat them once. Can they do it again at Pittsburgh? It's going to be tough. I thought the Ravens would look better than they did last night on the road. So I think it all comes down to which Joe Flacco shows up and what kind of health Jimmy Smith has, because they've got to have that guy to really be good defensively.
Especially against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because if they don't have him, they're not going to be able to match up with the wide receivers, and then that's going to free Le'Veon Bell up, and I think they're just going to have a very, very hard time. But
I think I don't know. I haven't even heard like what the update is. I know that it was.
It looked bad.
They said it was an ankle injury, which is always better than a knee injury. But if it's like a high ankle sprain, then he's probably not going to be back in 2 weeks. So,
yeah, and certainly not playing at any kind of decent level. So, 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Guys, got to tell you about another gift possibility here for you. And if you want to get something that's practical, get something that's useful, that a guy's going to enjoy, well, Harry's Razors has you covered. I love Harry's. I actually shave every day now, and it's amazing. I can't remember the last time I cut myself shaving. It was long ago, long before I was using Harry's. And you want a great gift, this is the way to do it. This holiday, Harry's has ready-to-gift shave sets at all different price points, starting at just $15. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. Their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. So here's a way to get a nice, inexpensive, practical gift that's quality products. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's all you have to do. Enter code BLITZ at checkout. You're going to get $5 off these already great deals. Free shipping ends on Friday, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now, and you can get any one of those great shave sets we talked about, the Winston. Any one is a gift while supplies last. And don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
Blind. No, I can't read the signs in the light of my life.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But first, before we get to calls, let's talk about this Wake Forest story where team radio announcer Tommy Elrod, who's a former player and assistant coach, either provided or attempted to provide confidential game preparations to opponents several times starting in 2014, according to the school. They began a program-wide investigation last month after an equipment manager discovered documents inside Papa John's Cardinal Stadium one day before a football game in Louisville that showed specific Demon Deacons plays.
Well, let's also point out that this is not only a radio guy.
No.
This was also a former coach who basically when Jim Grobe got run out of town, none of his coaching staff was retained, including this guy, Tommy Elrod. And apparently there's some sort of he's bitter that he doesn't have a job anymore, at least not a coaching job anymore. And I think this is maybe how this was his way of getting back at it.
What do you do? Just mail them to the teams, I guess? Because I got to be honest with you. If I'm coach of another team and some guy shows up with the other team's plays and playbook, I'm going to report it to that school.
I think I would.
Especially because it's Wake Forest. I'm going to beat you anyway. At least I better be able to, or I'm not much of a coach. And so I wonder how many programs actually got this and didn't do anything. That's kind of a shame on you.
Do we have like details on which schools got information?
Not yet.
How did they bust him?
Well, they busted him because they discovered documents a day before the Louisville game that showed their specific plays. So I don't know if it was a playbook or if he was actually, you know, taking notes and writing up the plays and giving them to them, the stuff they were practicing, and just giving it to other assistant coaches, or if he was selling them. I don't know. He has been fired. Shocker. And the Wake Forest play sheet was, once they found it, the coach turned the documents over and the investigation began. And that's where things said. They said, we allowed him to have full access to our players, team functions, film rooms, and practices. Which a lot of these radio guys, they get those things. So
yeah,
he saw everything. Said he violated our trust, which negatively impacted our entire program. I'm glad we have taken steps to ensure that it will not happen in the future.
Yeah.
Louisville had no comment, which...
Well, I'm sure Louisville... Wake Forest, I'm sure, would have beaten Louisville if it weren't for this. I mean,
That definitely. But that's the thing. I wonder how many other programs got this stuff, because the last thing you want is... If somebody's out there doing this to Wake Forest, how do you know somebody's not doing it to you? If I were a coach and that came to me, I would be on the phone with their AD from the other school right then and there and saying, hey, listen, I don't know where this stuff is coming from, but we got it and we're giving it back, but you guys need to investigate this. You can't have this kind of stuff. Who would stop anybody from doing it? And how bitter do you have to be when you're still employed by the school to do something like this?
Yeah. I wonder if, like, and that's so weird. That's the weird thing is, why would you give them to Louisville? Like, that was, I mean, what's funny is this is one of the better seasons Wake Forest football has had in a while. They're bowl eligible. That doesn't happen ever. I mean, things are going all right for them.
Yeah. But apparently it's been happening since 2014. Well, when you look at their schedule, you look at the games they lost, there's not too many that all right, so they lost to North Carolina State 33-16. I'm guessing it didn't matter too much there. The only one, maybe Boston College. They lost 17-14.
I think
of course, by then, I guess they were.
I don't know when they played them in the season, but I know they played Florida State pretty close.
17-6 was the final.
Okay.
And that was in October, mid-October.
Yeah.
They
When did they play Army? Because I think they played Army close.
They played Army 2 weeks later, lost 21-13.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind leaking it to Army.
Yeah.
But
well, that's for America.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... But, yeah, I just... It's a very odd story. And I find it interesting that this has been going on since 2014. So three football seasons where nobody reported it.
Yeah.
On the other side. I think that says a lot about the anything to win culture too. So, let's take advantage. So 713-780 ESPN. Let's squeeze in a call. Eric, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Guys.
Hey now.
Hey, question is, if the Texans go one and out on the playoffs,
what's the question that follows that?
What's the question?
Okay, I'm sorry. If they go one and out or advance another round and get knocked out, what should they be concentrating on the next year's draft?
Offensive line.
I'll hang up and listen.
They need to get better on that offensive line, 100% offensive line.
And you know what? I think they're going to have to be in the market for another receiver, linebacker.
Yeah.
They definitely could use some depth at linebacker.
But offensive line's got to be a priority.
But offensive line should be priority number one.
Which it should have been last season, and they wanted bells and whistles.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. They spent a second-round pick on a guy they thought was going to be a starting center.
True. That's
so,
true.
But I think they need somebody outside. They need a tackle. Because I don't know what Derek Newton's going to be. I don't know how much Dwayne Brown has left. He's still pretty good.
But you're running out of years
with
that guy.
Yeah, if you can get a stud that can play left tackle for you, you can move him to the right side. You have some options. But, yeah, that's the number one thing that they've got to improve. And, of course, quarterback. But let's try Ryan. What's up, Brian?
Hey, now.
Hey, how's it going?
Sports.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. You know, from the get go. But I'm kind of, you know, anything football in Texas, I'm for, you know. But it's getting me with Osweiler is this guy, he waits. He's the most suspenseful. He's excited. He's as suspenseful as hell, man. He waits till one on that damn clock to snap the ball every play. I don't know. Is he just having trouble reading the defense? Is that why he does that? I drink so much damn beer watching that game with him.
Well, I think a lot of it is the Texans want to – they want to make the game as short as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of football they play that leans on their defense. They want to keep the defense on the sideline until they absolutely have to come on, which, you know, and especially in this game, you saw them running the ball a lot better. So they were waiting till the end. They're trying to grind that clock. I mean, the longer the game goes, the more their inefficiencies are going to show. This is a team that doesn't want to run a ton of plays on offense. That's not an ideal situation for them.
Yeah, that's part, and part of it was they were leading in the game, and you wanted to shorten everything.
Well, and if you remember at the beginning of the season, their offense was way more up-tempo. But then as things have kind of fallen apart, it slowed down quite a bit.
Yeah, and I think that, well, I don't want to try to defend the guy because he just hasn't played well, but I think they've realized that, hey, we don't have receivers that can get open. We don't have an offensive line that can protect him. And even if we give him a clean pocket, we have no idea what he's going to do. We're just going to run the ball and try to shorten the game and not make mistakes. And if we do that, we're going to win football games. Not going to be pretty. We're not going to be great teams doing that. But you're going to beat okay teams. And that's what they're doing. Squeeze in one more. TJ. What's up, TJ?
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Yeah, sports to you. I don't know if you guys seen this, but it's an article floating around that the high school coaches in Texas didn't want their kids playing for Lane Kiffin, and that kind of swayed the decision towards Major Applewhite. I just wonder if you guys seen that or not.
Well, I heard a lot about that. Like even when the rumor came out that they were there were coaches who were calling UH saying, "Listen, we don't really want to deal with this guy," which that doesn't surprise me. I don't know how true that is, but I did hear that is a rumor.
Well, I do know that a lot of them came out wanting Major, not instead of Lane, but they called long before it was down to those few guys and said,
right,
we really like Major. And, but yeah, there's nobody really wanted to deal with that guy. That's the thing. It's with what he's done at Alabama, I get that you'd want to talk to him. He would have never been on my list. He would have just like Art Briles. He would not have gotten an interview if I were in charge of it. It's not a guy I would have ever considered. And I think in the end, it was probably going to be one of the coordinators. It's either going to be Major or Todd Orlando. And if you're going to do that, I think it's always better to take the guy who's got a better coaching resume, which is what Major has. And, yeah, they looked outside, and there were some big names that were interested, and it didn't work out. But I'm glad they didn't go with Lane Kiffin. Glenn asked, so what has happened to Hopkins? Is he just not as good as we thought, or what is his deal? He's having a very bad year. I don't think there's any question about it. And that's not all on Osweiler. A lot of it is, but
I think he's lacking motivation. I think not getting his contract done has kind of bummed him out, and I think he's not giving the best effort because he knows he's still gonna be looked at as a premier receiver around the league, even with the season he's put up. So either the Texans are going to pay him, franchise him, or someone else will pay him top dollar.
Well, frankly, if you're pouting over your contract and that's why you're not going after balls and that's why you're not getting open, then I ain't paying you.
Yeah, we'll see.
If this is what you are, and last year was the outlier, see ya. I hope it's not the contract. I really hope it's something else. But you watch him on the field, you don't see the effort you saw last year. And if it's just pure frustration with a quarterback, well, every receiver goes through that at some point. And I think it's gotten bad enough that he's a below-average receiver this year. He's not even – he was in the conversation for top 10 last year. He's not even anywhere near that this year. All right, guys, got to tell you about the Lone Star Shootout presented by 811. It's the Pac-12 and the SEC. Oh, you know what? Before I tell you about the Lone Star Shootout, we need to get you lined up. We're going to play Hey Man Bleep That.
We have a prize?
Yeah, we got a prize. Speaking of the Lone Star Shootout, a four-pack of tickets to see A&M battle Arizona and Texas play Arkansas in a nationally televised basketball doubleheader in the Toyota Center Saturday, December 17th. It's coming up this week. For the event details or just to buy some tickets now, log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and get yours today. So we're going to take callers 10, 11, and 12. You're going to be assigned to one of us. Tyler's going to pick a winner so that we don't get blamed for it. And whoever has the winning Hey Man Bleep That, you just have to hold on through the break, and we'll give you a chance to win some tickets. It is the Lone Star Shootout presented by 811, the Pac-12 versus the SEC, the Big 12 versus the SEC. Saturday, December 17th at the Toyota Center, A&M takes on Arizona at 11 a.m. Then it's Texas against Arkansas at 1:30. Tickets are going fast, and they start at just $20. That includes both games. So for $20, you get in the Toyota Center, you get to see both games. There is also the Fuddruckers Family Pack, which is four tickets, four hot dogs, four drinks, and four coupons for a free Fuddruckers sandwich for just $99. All tickets are for sale at HoustonToyotaCenter.com or via phone 866-4-H-O-U-T-I-X. That's 866-446-8849. Arizona's ranked. A&M is fresh off an exciting Sweet 16 run last season. UT and Arkansas renewing that old Southwest Conference rivalry. College basketball fans in Houston will be treated to a holiday feast when A&M battles Arizona and Texas plays Arkansas in a nationally televised doubleheader. Arizona, A&M, and Texas all played in last season's NCAA tournament, while Arkansas predicted to contend with A&M for the Southeastern Conference title in 2017. That's the Lone Star Shootout presented by 811.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, one more time tonight about Pajamagram.com. And Christmas right around the corner. You want to get something that's going to make your lady happy. You want to get something that's going to make you happy. Pajamagram's got the answer. The world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. It's the ultimate solution to keeping you both satisfied. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive, easy word for me to say, mink chocolate Hoodie Footy, which is really good looking. And imagine getting to open that on Christmas for her and then maybe opening it for you later on, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy that she could have on underneath. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you will save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or give them a call. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at BigTexasParty.com for a limited time only. Get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And, Jong, did you pick a winner for the supervillain?
Yes, I did. So the winner goes to Josh Hall. He said, Nick the Kick Novak, capable of carrying a team to victory, even if it's a quarterbacked by Brock Osweiler.
All right, so this little game we play called Hey Man Bleep That. Tyler will pick the winner. Travis, David, and Eric are our competitors. Whichever one Travis chooses will win a four-pack of tickets at the Lone Star Shootout. I will go first, and Travis will I'll be playing for Travis. John will be playing for David. AJ will be playing for Eric. So this time of year, I have to go to one of my all-time pet peeves, car antlers. And here's my thing. I'm not going to say no one should ever have car antlers. I do think there are people who can have car antlers. Let's say you're a preschool or kindergarten teacher and your kids love it. I'm okay with that. Okay. If you have little kids who ask you to put them on the car, I love that. If you're a frumpy old woman who owns 57 cats and has no life, you can have them. Other than that, especially if you're, kind of a buff young looking man driving around in a car that's two seats and you obviously don't have kids, you probably shouldn't have deer antlers. I don't know how these things started. I don't know how car antlers started, but that's it. That's your exceptions. School teachers, parents whose kids want them, frumpy old cat women.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right, John, you're up.
All right, so mine's just a little quick one. I saw a trailer today for Fast 8. It's the last, apparently the last film for Fast and the Furious.
They're never going to stop doing it because they all make too much money.
It's going to be Fast 80.
So I didn't have a problem with the first seven. The last one was a little cheesy. Once they start going to Michael Bay type of films, it got a little corny.
It suddenly was corny?
I mean,
when they
first came out, I was in high school and I was kind of into cars. So it was one of those things where I kind of grew up with it. But anyway, and they've been preaching 1 through 7 how family is so important and how everything is character driven and how everyone's tied together. And I saw the trailer for Fast 8 and what they did was now Vin Diesel's character is a bad guy.
No.
I'm like, did you guys run out of ideas? What the hell? You should just stop.
That's like pro wrestling. It's a heel turn.
I know. It's a horrible heel turn. And they should just quit when Paul Walker died.
Yeah, that's right. You can't turn Toretto into a bad guy.
Yeah. And one of your favorites is going to be in the film, Charlize Theron. She's going to be the person that turns Toretto. And to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
I don't like going to the dentist. I go when I have to, which isn't that often. And I'll go for cleaning. Like sometimes I'll wait 2 or 3 years between cleanings because I just don't like doing it.
Nobody likes dentists. Let's be honest.
Well, I don't like this dentist particularly. A Florida dentist was arrested last week because he was posing as I shouldn't even say a Florida dentist.
No, he wasn't a dentist.
A Florida, just a guy.
Yeah.
Was posing as a dentist and performing dental work from a reclining chair in his living room, including removing teeth, which he did without anesthesia sometimes. He'd work for cash. These guys are saving low. It's low rates. So these guys are okay with it, I guess?
I guess so.
Oh, I got 10 teeth removed.
It's Florida.
His low rate saved me $1,800.
Apparently, this guy made dentures and stuff for him.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
What the? Who's doing this? Who's going, like, not only going to the dentist, but, like, so will, like, if you're going to skimp on things, dentistry is not one of them. You pay
Florida.
Full price.
Florida, right?
Yes.
I just figured they were doing a lot of meth. That should be their dentist.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
But to that, I say, hey, man, that.
I almost went with that one today, actually. I like that story. All right, Tyler, pick a winner. Is it Travis, David, or Eric going to the basketball games?
I'm not really a Christmas guy, so I'm going to go with anti-antlers.
Okay, so Travis, congratulations. You win. You're going to see the basketball. Thank you, sir. All right. Well, we got through a Tuesday without, anybody getting too out of line today. That's a miracle. Although I may go to text-free Tuesdays. There's just so much nonsense that I don't even mention for the most part that we may just have to do that from now on. All right, guys. Hey, we talked about Thursday night football. We got bowl games coming up. You want to get some action in and you haven't signed up yet. You don't want to wait weeks to collect your cash. There's nothing more frustrating than that. That's why thousands of online players make the switch to MyBookie, including me. MyBookie.lv is an industry-leading website. Offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And just like we told you, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And right now, great deal. If you have not signed up yet, here's what they'll do. They're going to match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. So if you want to put $3,000 in there, you're going to get a $1,500 bonus. Want to put 100, you'll get 50. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. You got to check out MyBookie. That's MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
You have the right to know what I'm going to lose. ESPN 97.5.